Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature, made possible by the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust. I'm Michael Atwood. Although it's not a big secret, few people realize that royalty summers in Indiana by the thousands. They especially enjoy the fine dining found across our state, such as milkweed and sweet nectar. As summer ends, they quietly head south for the winter, preferring a few exclusive spots in the cool Mexican highlands. This is just one aspect about monarchs, the butterfly that is, that make them so interesting to so many people. Instantly recognizable for their gold and black markings, they are found in many places around the world. They are also known for making the longest annual insect migration. Every autumn, 300 million monarchs east of the Rocky Mountains fly south over 3,000 miles to a few small forests in Mexico. There, they winter until the first hint of spring awakens their reproductive urges. In early spring, they scatter, searching for milkweeds upon which they lay their eggs. The adults quickly succumb to old age, but their offspring continue the northward migration in successive waves, each generation moving a few hundred miles further north until much of the continent is occupied. But as the year passes, shorter summer days prime their caterpillars to delay parenthood and look south instead. In mass, these early autumn butterflies head out, following the same routes their great-great-great-grandparents flew the previous year. The cycle continues, with a few generations ambling northward and a single brood flying frantically south.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. Information about monarchs and what the Nature Conservancy is doing to preserve their habitats at nature.org/Indiana.